Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If it's a sprint, the Orioles fell down out of the starting gate. So they're trying to dust themselves off and get ready to rock and roll. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's Oriole Hall of Famer. He is sweet swinging Kenny Singleton. Ken, good morning. What is up?
Bob, Rip, how you doing?
Well, doing better than the Orioles offense right now, Ken Singleton. But, I mean, you played in the league, you're a multiple-time All-Star World Champ. I don't need to read your resume. Maybe I do because a lot of our audience, they're a little on the younger side. But 13 games in, concerns that you had are kind of becoming real. Now you've had injuries compound them. When do you start looking at the Orioles as a team that might be more flawed than we anticipated?
Well, you're right about the injuries. I mean, anytime you have pitchers that are out, you know, that's the mainstay of your team. I mean, those are the guys who hold the opposition down and give you a chance to win on a daily or nightly basis. And right now, when you have guys that are out and you're relying on, you know, Charlie Morton, who's now your number one pitcher, and he hasn't really shown that much thus far, it's going to be a struggle. I just think that it's a long season. Things can get turned around. I mean, they've only played, what, 13 games or so, something like that?
Yeah.
So it's a long year. And even back in the heyday, I can remember us getting off to fairly slow starts and, you know, then eventually turning around. But we didn't have to deal with all these injuries. And another thing, you know, the pitching staffs nowadays are built differently. I mean, you know, every fourth day we could go to Jim Palmer. And usually that was a win day. And whenever we were struggling, like the Orioles are now, Irwin would have these meetings, and he'd go off in the meetings about how poorly we were playing. But he always seemed to have those meetings on days when Palmer would pitch. So he knew what he was doing, and we go out and win and start to turn things around, start to hit the ball a little bit better. You know, I was one of these players that I usually didn't get off very well in April because I didn't like playing in cold weather, even though I grew up north. I just didn't like playing in cold weather. When the weather starts to warm up, that's when I would warm up, and I think maybe you'll see that with this Oriole team too.
Now, Ken, you mentioned Earl Weaver, and we were talking, a caller last segment called in, wanted Cal to come in and save the day and all of these things. But when it comes to making lineups, and you were the Yankees organization for many years, and of course, George Steinbrenner, maybe next to Charlie Finley, the most meddling owner of all time. But if Hank Peters, Harry Dalton, Frank Cash, and whomever came in Earl and said, hey, I want you to play Joe Blow in center field today because, you know, I've got a hunch, Earl would have responded, how?
You hear me laughing, right? I figure Earl ran the ship. There was no doubt about who was the leader of the team. I think that on a daily basis, he made out the lineup. He decided who would play. Of course, he had his sheets. I remember before computer computerized printouts and all this sort of thing. He'd have a sheet of paper, who did well against whatever pitcher we were facing that day. And I can recall one day we were facing Minnesota, and I just went in his office to look and see where I was against Jeff Zahn, who we were facing that day. And I looked, at 333, and I think I had a home run. I said, that's not bad. You know, I looked at the sheet. I was the low man on the team. Everybody else is hitting 400 to 500 against this guy. And by the second inning, he was out of the game. And I can remember Earl saying, the man never had a chance. And Earl knew who could hit who. So that's who played that day, and nobody else was going to change it.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ken, great chatting with you. Speaking of hitting then on that case, right? And this is the conversation Bob and I just had. You know, in the analytics now and playing matchups, there's one thing of going, hey, this guy's better of against righties or lefties. But then there's also the human element of, well, this guy we have hidden, regardless of matchup, he's seeing the ball really well. I always found it hard to take a guy out after having 3 knocks in a game, right? How do you view that? Because it's such a tightrope to walk, but I know that you understand when you're in that zone, it's hard to find someone coming off the bench that can necessarily match that.
That's very true. I think that there's room for both. You know, over the years, you know, analytics, I mean, they're just numbers. But players, you're right, Ryan, they have heartbeats. You know who's playing well. And if you're a manager and you see a guy just smacking the ball around, I got to keep him in there, especially if the team is struggling. You know, you're looking for anything to get your team going. And, you know, there's little things could add up to victories. Like even a broken bat single with the bases loaded. I mean, it's not the greatest hit in the world, but a little thing like that can get the team going, thinking things are going to start to go their way. And, you know, maybe somebody making a great play in the field that saves a couple of runs, or a pitcher coming out of the bullpen and getting people out with the bases loaded and getting out of a big jam. Sometimes those are the little things that can turn things around for a team. And, you know, that's what I would look for this Oriole team right now, who just seems to be struggling on all fronts. I mean, they're not really hitting. The starting pitching hasn't been that good. The bullpen's been okay, I guess, not great. So right now it's just a team-wide struggle, and they're better than this. And I think fans have to feel that way as they go forward.
Yeah, and to go off of that, it's definitely the feeling we've had talking this morning with really everyone, people I talked with last night, the callers this morning. Bob is hanging in there on his emotions left and right.
I haven't gone to Mount St. Haney yet there, Ken.
But Ken, at least on this case, and you mentioned earlier, but You know, for these players then, I think the other part that we forget, there is a lot of young, talented players that are still trying to handle this type of failure and adversity. Maybe if you just have some advice on, you know, how would you handle that? Because I think for this young core, this team's going to go as far as they go. Yes, injuries to an extent, but they're going to need some of their young stars to step up. What's the best case you think for them to kind of take a deep breath and get back on track?
Well, first of all, the manager has to keep the clubhouse positive, number one. I think Brandon Hyde has to, you know, come in there every day and just get them prepared the best way he can to play. I think number two is that the veteran players that they do have who have been through it, you know, they've been through it for a while, more so than the younger guys, don't show any signs of panic. You're doing this almost on an everyday basis. And you've got a chance to Earl used to say winning streaks are comprised of one game winning streaks. Think about the game today, go out and win that one, worry about it. Didn't matter what happened yesterday, and you can't control what's going to happen tomorrow because we're not even there yet. So worry about what's going on today on a daily basis. Forget everything else and go from that point.
Oriole Hall of Famer Ken Singleton, Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken talking to Orioles here on this Total Request Thursday. Last thing for you, Ken. When I say torpedo bats, what do you think?
Oh, I wish I had one. Yeah, I really do. It looks like they work. You know, if I could say one more thing about the division itself, you know, this division's even tougher this year, I think. So the Orioles are going to have to get it going soon. I think Boston's better. The Yankees, they're sort of like the Orioles. They've got some pitching injuries, but they've also got Judge, who's already driven in 20 runs. So they got their own problems, too. Toronto's okay. The Rays can pitch. You know, this is going to be an interesting year all the way around. The Orioles just have to get it together and keep their head above water because it's going to be tough this year.